friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's the seventh day of competition at the World Cup football tournament in Russia. In Wednesday's opening match, Portugal beat Morocco 1-0 in Moscow on an early goal by Real Madrid superstar Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo's header in the fourth minute was his fourth goal at this World Cup and his record 85th international goal, the most by a European player. The late Hungarian striker Ferenc Puskas scored 84 goals in his career. Speaking after the match, Portugal's head coach Fernando Santos said, and I quote, "Cristiano is like a port wine. He knows how to refine his capacity and age at his best. He's constantly evolving. He knows himself and he knows what he can do." And Coach Santos continues, "What he does now is not what he did 3 or 4 years ago and not what he'll be doing in a few years from now." Meanwhile, Santos's coaching counterpart for Morocco, the Frenchman Hervé Renard, had this to say at the post-match news conference, and I quote, "We qualified for a World Cup after 20 years, and we've showed that we can play football. And the Moroccans showed they can play football in front of more than a few Moroccan fans at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow." Coach Renard added, "In this Moscow stadium, we felt like we were playing in Casablanca, which helped us a great deal." After a 1-0 loss to Iran in their opening match, the Atlas Lions of Morocco have now pretty much been eliminated from the World Cup. Meanwhile, another pride of Lions, the Lions of Teranga from Senegal, scored Africa's first victory at the World Cup on Tuesday evening. Senegal defeated Poland 2-1 in Moscow. For reaction, we turn once again to my Voice of America colleague, Gwen Uden. Sporty World Cup greetings, Gwen.
Sporty World Cup greetings, Sonny. Jubilant Senegalese fans chanted, go Lions, following their win over Poland on Tuesday. Many Senegalese traveled far and wide just to watch the Lions of Teranga, like this engineer who lives in New York.
I flew all the way here for this game, and they made us so proud. I was so scared on the plane.
Senegal!
On the plane, we only had like a handful, and everybody else was Polish. In the stadium, at the corner, just a few Senegalese. Everybody else was Polish, but we did it. So we're so happy.
Senegal is the only African team so far to win a match at this World Cup tournament, and as one Senegalese fan put it, Tuesday's win is a victory for Africa. That win was made possible in part by two shocking errors on Poland's side, including a defender shot into his own net. After their loss, Polish fans struggled to come to terms with the outcome.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. Definitely we didn't accept this, what happened. The team is good, but the play was very, very bad.
Well, I feel sad. But on the other hand, it's a great atmosphere, great city, great stadium, a lot of Polish fans, so it was really good. But what can you do? This is football. So we'll play the best in the next two games, and we'll go further.
Poland's next group match will be played on Sunday against Colombia. Senegal plays Japan that same day. Well, Egypt suffered a disappointing loss against Russia on Tuesday, losing to the host team 3-1. The defeat came despite Mo Salah taking the field for the first time since injuring his shoulder last month. After the match, Egyptian fans slowly came to terms with the fact that their dream of taking home a World Cup title is all but over.
This was a terrible experience for Egyptians, all Egyptians.
It was really disappointing that we lost. Actually, it was like there was a lot of mistakes from the manager.
But
the players did a really, really good job.
It's really disappointing, but actually it's a huge event that Egypt finally came to participate in the World Cup after 28 years. So good luck for the Egyptian national team and the best to come.
Yeah, I thought we will play much better.
Salah, cousin.
I had high hopes we can win or can even have a draw, but it was not a good game for us.
Egyptian fans are no doubt hanging their hopes on their next match against Saudi Arabia on Monday.
Russia!
Deliriously happy Russian fans cheered and celebrated their second win in a row, with many saying it was the best match they'd ever seen. The victory virtually books the host team a spot in the round of 16 and moves them to the top of Group A with a total of 6 points. Russia will face Uruguay in that Group A match next Monday. Japanese fans wearing samurai outfits and wrapped in Japanese flags celebrated their 2-1 victory over Colombia in Tuesday's Group H match.
Yes! Japan!
We know the possibility to win versus Colombia was not so high, but we believe in Japan, and then we did it! Colombia, let's go for the final stage together!
Japan beat a 10-man Colombia team because a Colombia midfielder was dealt the second fastest red card in World Cup history 3 minutes into the game for what was called a deliberate handball. Disappointed Colombian fans cited bad luck and that red card as the reason for their loss. And as I mentioned before, Colombia next plays Senegal on Thursday. Japan faces Poland that same day. And I have to mention that a video has been taking the internet by storm. Japanese and Senegalese fans were filmed not flocking the streets, but tidying up the stadium following their Tuesday matches. Both countries won their first group games and were later pictured cleaning up while celebrating. And praise is raining down on those fans. One tweet reads, "Japan made history as the first Asian team to defeat a South American team in a World Cup, but what happened after is just as impressive. A friend sent me this video of Japanese fans cleaning the stadium after the game. They actually brought the blue trash bags with them. Class act." And the official Twitter page of the FIFA World Cup said this after posting a video featuring the fans from Senegal. It says, "Senegal fans cleaning their section before leaving the stadium after their historic victory against Poland. This is the best thing you'll see tonight." This tweet from a Senegalese woman summed it up this way. "Yes, it's our culture. It's a way of saying thank you." And I'll give that the last word. I'll have more World Cup news tomorrow. Sonny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Well, after Morocco's 1-0 loss to Portugal on Wednesday, the record of African World Cup teams in Russia now stands at 1 victory by Senegal and 6 defeats. For reaction, reporter Prince Nesta called Nairobi, where he reached Kenyan sports journalist Sean Kartavilis. And Prince began their conversation by asking Sean, what was the reaction in Kenya's capital after Senegal's victory on Tuesday night?
It's been amazing. As you would imagine, it's been a very, very disappointing World Cup for African teams. A little bit controversial, particularly that second goal where he was actually off the pitch injured and then came onto the pitch immediately and then ran, of course, to go and score the goal. But, you know, don't take it away. Senegal had the upper hand all through in that game. So, yeah, well done. It was well worth the effort in terms of waiting for the results. But then, of course, after that, seeing Egypt, you know, just bitterly disappointing, and I'm sure for Mo Salah, who so much was expected from, but, you know, I mean, you don't have the quality of that Liverpool side, you know, to supply the ball to him and all that. There's a huge difference there. And we're finding out now a huge difference between football on the continent and, you know, global football.
So far, just one team has won a match in this tournament. What seems to be the problem with the other African teams?
It's difficult to pinpoint exactly what's going on, but if you notice for a lot of the earlier games of the African teams, it appears to be concentration and then also discipline as well, because as you found, particularly the first couple of matches that they had, you know, literally last-minute losses. You know, just, I think one was in the 89th minute, another one in extra time. But also discipline has been a problem as well. I think it's that, and then also probably tactics of the coaches as well. There just seems to be a huge gulf in class from, you know, particularly the European teams and the North and South American teams, well, particularly the South American teams and Central American teams. There just seems to be a big, big difference. You know, I just get the feeling that a lot needs to be done on the continent to raise it because, okay, you've got the foreign-based players, you know, particularly the ones that play in Europe, who can lift the spirits of the team, can lift the standards of the team, but they can't do it themselves, as we see with Egypt and Mo Salah. You know, one person can't do everything. And the same goes for these other teams, you know, like Nigeria, Tunisia. It's just really the standard of football on the continent.
Sean, Cameroon, Senegal and Ghana are the only African teams to have reached the World Cup quarterfinals. Cameroon reached the quarterfinals in 1990, Senegal in 2002 and Ghana in 2010. Is there still a possibility that an African team can still go all the way to the furthest stage of this tournament?
It's difficult to say at this moment because also for Senegal, you know, it's a pretty tough game for them as well. I think we just have to watch the next set of matches here now in the group stages, and then we can actually talk a little bit further. But I just get the feeling at the moment that the standard has dropped a little bit amongst the African teams. And not only that, there's no easy games, as the big teams have found out as well. It just seems like all countries have come and really raised their game, and of course they're throwing everything. Each game is almost like a cup final you're seeing at the moment. So I think it's too early to say at the moment, but to be honest, it doesn't look good at the moment for our African teams. But let's wait and see at least the next set of group matches.
Has any African player stood out so far in this tournament?
I can't really say at the moment because even with Senegal, it was more of a team performance at the moment. You know, I'm a bit disappointed, actually, to be honest. Nobody has really sort of stood out for me at the moment. Once again, I think I'll just say let's wait, you know, for the next round of group matches, and then I can make up my mind then.
What's your parting shot?
I think it's been a great World Cup so far, to be honest. I've really enjoyed it. 2014 was quite a good World Cup as well, but this one has just been on another level. Another thing that stood out is the amount of own goals. We've had 5 own goals so far, which is really saying something about the defence and probably the amount of pressure on defenders at the moment. That's been an interesting statistic. And also the amount of penalties as well in this tournament. I don't know whether it's due to VAR or what's going on at the moment, or the nervousness of defenders as well in the box as well. But we've also seen quite a bit of rough play in the penalty box. We saw again with Egypt, and defenders seemingly getting away with it. And I think this is FIFA's going to have to look at after the World Cup to try and see how to utilize VAR more for these rather than looking at it retrospectively. If it's missed by the referee and the rest of the world can see it, I think FIFA really, really needs to have a look at that.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. You're on Voice of America on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to reporter Prince Nesta for that interview with Kenyan sports journalist Sean Cardovilis. Sean spoke with Prince from Kenya's capital, Nairobi. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Sean Cardovilis mentioned penalties and seeing quite a bit of rough play during this World Cup. Brazilian star Neymar was fouled 10 times on Sunday in his team's one-all draw with Switzerland. And that brings me to another fun World Cup fact for our Voice of America listeners. That's the most fouls against one player in a World Cup match since 1998, when England's Alan Shearer was fouled 11 times against Tunisia. And no player in Brazilian soccer history had been fouled more times in a game since 1966. Neymar left practice early on Tuesday with pain in his right ankle, but he's expected to play in Brazil's next match on Friday against Costa Rica. For more reaction to Senegal's 2-1 World Cup victory against Poland, reporter Iron Mike Mbonye called Nigeria's political capital, Abuja, where he reached the former coach of the country's under-17 and under-20 national football teams, John Obu.
The game was extremely very good, but I want to look at the people that they were playing first, and that is Poland. It would have been a little bit difficult if they had played other countries aside from Poland. But one thing I took from them was they were really very, very determined. They were making sure that they know when to defend, and they defend together. They know when to attack. They make sure that in every of the attack, they didn't leave their back empty. And that was why their recovery was very, very good as soon as they loses the ball, which other countries weren't doing, because they knew quite well that most African countries, more especially the ones that are playing now, we are very much attacking conscious. And because of that, we lose the defensive attitude whenever we lose the ball. And then there's going to be a sort of fast counter-attack against us. But Senegal was really something else. They were going together and they were coming back together. And I want to believe that that one is aside. At least we are sure of one from what you have just said.
What about the Super Eagles of Nigeria? How do you see their chances?
There was a lot of over expectations to the players, a lot of hyping, and that caused them to be a little bit naive. And that was exactly what caused our first game. I just want to believe that they should be psychologically balanced. They should be confident of themselves. They must understand that they were the ones that qualified earlier than every other person qualified. That confidence should be enough to have been with them to go into their second game. More so, I will also suggest that the technical crew to try as much as possible to turn their selections around a little bit. I don't like the idea of not playing Onazi. It is true that he was not very good in the last few games, but we need that kind of his strength as far as that midfield is concerned. At the same time, we have these two players who are just new as far as that high level of football is concerned, Ekong and Balogu. We have suggested that they should give Kenneth Omerua a try. Kenneth has played first World Cup in under-17, second World Cup in under-20, and I don't want to believe that even when he has played Super Eagles World Cup once, he should have that kind of experience that should be able to lead. And he should also look at Musa, will he speak up front and then play this boy alongside Ighalo? They should play him alongside Ighalo, the boy that came in second half. I want to believe that if we can try some certain things different from what we have been doing, maybe that would save our face at least and give us victory against Iceland. They should not be so scared of Iceland. Iceland, they are huge and they are tall, but we are faster. So all we need to do is to play a fast game against them. And the goalkeeper also should try as much as possible to start his game from the back. Not every time that they give him back pass that he will hit the ball in front, whether we have somebody there or not. He should be confident in holding his ball, and let's see whether we can start the attack from the back. Maybe that will help us.
That's John Obu, the former coach of Nigeria's under-17 and under-20 national football teams. And John spoke by telephone from Abuja with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye. And this World Cup update, Uruguay leads Saudi Arabia 1-0. We're in the 92nd minute of injury time, just a couple minutes left in the match. Let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Barcelona star Luis Suarez. In his 100th international appearance for Uruguay, Suarez found the net in the 23rd minute. Uruguay 1, Saudi Arabia 0. We're in the closing minutes. Uruguay will book its spot in the knockout stage if they can hold on to that 1-0 lead. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. There was jubilation throughout Senegal on Tuesday night after the Lions of Taronga topped Poland 2-1 in their opening World Cup match. Our VOA World Cup fans will remember this is Senegal's first World Cup since 2002, when in the team's debut, the Lions of Taronga made a surprising run to the quarterfinals. Yes, you might say Senegalese football fans were living it up with their celebrations. And on that celebratory note, let's live it up with the official song of the 2018 World Cup football tournament.
Roadblocks, one shot, one truth, no fears, one flag, oh yeah, we've been waiting for this, oh yeah, we all at,
we right here,
ya empezó la rumba y estamos celebrando, todo el mundo que me levante la mano, estamos vivos, hay que disfrutarlo, hoy nadie me detiene porque yo no sé parar, now, now,
one life, live it up, cause we got one life, one life, live it up, cause we got one life.
Under the sign, elevating their favorite sign when he hit and rhyme.
You wanted it, you got it. The whole world is watching, so let's get this popping.
We all out,
we right here.
Only one life to live, got so much to give. Fighting for the nation now, that is my gift. Run like a champion and win like a king.
That's Live It Up, the official song of the 2018 World Cup football tournament in Russia. The song features Puerto Rican singer Nicky Jam, American Will Smith, and Kosovar singer Era Estrefi. In World Cup results Wednesday, Portugal and Uruguay both scored 1-0 victories. The Portuguese beat Morocco 1-0 in Moscow on a early-minute goal by Cristiano Ronaldo. It was his fourth goal at this World Cup and his record 85th international goal, the most by a European player. And in Rostov-on-Don, Russia, Uruguay defeated Saudi Arabia 1-0. Barcelona star Luis Suarez, in his 100th international appearance, scored for Uruguay in the 23rd minute. Uruguay advances to the knockout stage. And that wraps up the June 20th special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Thanks to our producer this evening, Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sule Terawali. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On June 20th, we observe World Refugee Day. It is an occasion to highlight the plight of refugees around the world, commend their resilience, and express gratitude to their hosts. According to the 1951 Convention on the Status of Refugees, a refugee is someone who, owing to a well-founded fear of being persecuted for reasons of race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group or political opinion, is outside the country of his nationality and is unable to, or owing to such fear, is unwilling to avail himself of the protection of that country. In 2017, the world's refugee population topped 25 million, more than ever before. The displaced come from all walks of life, singly and in families, across a wide spectrum of ethnic, religious, economic, and educational backgrounds. But they have one thing in common. All have been forced from their homes and homelands. They flee to escape persecution or violent conflict, including terrorism. Often people flee because their towns have been turned into battlefields, and staying means nearly certain death. This is a global crisis that is affecting more men, women, and children than ever before, and for longer and longer periods of time. As we observe World Refugee Day, we are reminded that as long as violence and persecution continue, there will be a pressing need for comprehensive humanitarian action and a global response. That is why the United States is proud to continue its leadership in providing humanitarian aid around the world. This life-saving assistance protects refugees, feeds those who might otherwise starve, shelters those who would otherwise be exposed to the elements, ensures access to safe, clean water and basic health care, and more. The United States is a nation of immigrants, and as Deputy Secretary John Sullivan said, helping those in need is and always has been one of our country's core values.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Sporty greetings to all our VOA listeners. This is Sonny Young, host of The Sunny Side of Sports. Please join me at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC, Monday through Friday, for special World Cup updates during the month-long football festival in Russia. Right here on The Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two Face. Nato C. Hey.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.